While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.
Jack, I really like you, mate. And I feel like we've tried to put this little argument to bed all week long.
Yep.
It's time to let her out.
Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session.
Yes.
And look, we do this every single week because, you know, like, for Tim and I, it keeps our friendship in check. We make sure that we don't resent one another. Mm-hmm. We lock away all of our arguments.
Yep.
And we only let it out once a week on a Thursday.
But you guys have been working together for a long time.
Absolutely.
You'll probably continue working together for a long time.
He's hoping.
I'm a flash in the pan. I'm here and then I'm gone. So frankly, I'm prepared to put it all out in the line.
I honestly didn't see us having such a big argument, but we started one this week and I went, whoa, calm down.
Yep.
Let's put it in the courtroom of Tim and Jess and sort this out like adults.
Because, Jess, you're a believer that if you've listened to an audiobook,
yes,
you can say that you've read the book.
Have you not read the book?
No, you've listened to the book.
That's the same thing.
I need somebody, we need a judge to call up, number one.
Yeah. 52232955. The first caller to call through is the judge. They have the final say. This one is really dividing everyone in the jury, Jack. We put it up on our socials at K-Rock Geelong.
50-50.
50-50 split.
Yeah.
Can you say you've read a book if you've only listened to the audio book? You are so passionate about this.
Yeah, I'm fired up. And I just...
Do you listen to a lot of audiobooks?
Not audiobooks. Not really.
Right.
No, I like reading, but I don't read as much as I'd like to. But I do love to read.
See, I'm the kind of person who, like, I love a podcast. I love listening to podcasts at the gym.
Yeah.
I love listening to audiobooks.
No.
Yeah. But I will listen to an audiobook while I'm at the gym. Like, I'll be lifting heavy weights and just, like, true crime happening in the ear holes.
Yeah.
And I've read that book as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
I don't have to read it again. It's been read to me and I've enjoyed it.
And nicely worked in heavyweights.
Heavyweights.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right, let's bring a judge into this.
52232955.
Now, do we get to put something to the judge, right?
What do you mean?
Like, I get to put another point to the judge because there's something I've been sitting on.
Okay, if there's something you've been sitting on, let's put it to the judge.
Yeah.
52232955, give us a call. Can you say you've read a book if you've only listened to the audio book?
Even though Tim's off becoming a new dad, he's here in spirit.
Oh, my actual...
Jack and Jess for the drive home on K-Rock.
Recess adjourned, mate.
Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Yes, Jess, we've reached out to the wider community to settle a fierce debate which has been raging in here about whether you can say you've read a book when you've in fact listened to an audio book.
Yep. Absolutely you can. You've done the book, you've heard it. You don't need to go back and look at it with your eyes.
Jess, if you're cooking something for the first time, you've got a recipe up.
Uh-huh.
You're looking through the recipe.
Yeah.
Would you say that you're listening to the recipe?
Fair.
Do you know why people say they've read an audiobook when they've in fact listened to it?
What?
It's because it holds more sway. It sounds better.
To say that you've read something.
You've read it. Because the easier 100%. Option is to sit there and have it read to you. But to do it yourself requires...
I'm a busy girl, Jack. I don't want to have to be reading all the time when someone else can do it for me in my earphones.
Let me just finish up by saying the definition for reading is
here
to
we go. Here comes the old lawyer.
And comprehend the meaning of written or printed matter. So please bring the judge in because if they say anything other...
It doesn't matter what you have to say. It doesn't matter what I have to say. The only opinion that matters is that of our judge on 52232955. We've got Sarah from Geelong. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah.
Sarah, talk to us. Are you a big reader?
No.
Oh, well,
not a big reader.
Okay, okay. I'm liking my chances here, Sarah. When it comes to books, can you say that you have read a book if you've only listened to the audio book?
If you've listened to it or read it, you've got knowledge of that book. So
it's not really
the exact same thing. Reading and listening, if you've listened to it on audio, it's the way the world's going. We're all going to end up like on Wall-E, in a blimp in the sky while the land is filled with rubbish.
Sarah, Jack's just chucked a wobbly. he's thrown his headphones. Those are expensive, mate. Can you not do that?
Jeez Louise, this is absolutely bogus.
Hey, it's an official ruling.
What
now,
is going
I'm never
on?
Reading a book again. I'm purely going to listen to them.
How did you get exactly. the job, Sarah, is what I want to know.
She was the first caller through, mate. That's how this segment works.
We miss you, Tim. Your big new dad, you. Jack and Jess for the drive home. And Tim returns soon on K-Rock.
Jesso, have you changed many nappies?
No. Nah, I'm going to be honest, not any.
Is that because you don't want to?
I'm the oldest of all my cousins and pretty much I'm the second oldest of my siblings. None of us have started having kids yet.
Right.
So I just haven't been around a lot of like new, like I went to over to Tim's place the other day and held little baby Jack
yeah.
for the first time. And yeah.
That was just a beautiful moment between you and I.
He's just the littlest baby I've ever held. I've yeah. never held someone that's not even a week old. Like yeah. it was blowing my mind.
Was there a nappy, did a nappy kind of,
No, but Tim's been telling me that he's been trying, like he's been doing most of the nappies. I don't think Jess has done many at this stage because he's like, it's the only thing I can contribute.
Yeah, they've had the kid, you know. And that was sort of my experience as well. I've got two older sisters who all had kids. I had mm-hmm. no interest in doing something that I knew I was going to do a lot of at some point.
Sure, yeah.
And I was sure I could pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't need to
practice. That was Tim's attitude too. He was like, I'm going to have a baby. I'll do it. How hard can it be?
So the first nappy I changed was his very first nappy that needed to go on.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't a change so much as a debut nappy. And I do wish, at that moment, I kind of wished I'd done a little bit of prep because I felt... on one part, like an incapable buffoon. You know,
sure.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was clumsy and...
Nurses laughing at you.
Exactly. Yeah. What I would later find out is sort of tip of the iceberg for the next few months and that was fine. But what I found was that the latch system was a bit of a pain.
Right.
I had to, you know, you kind of got to position the baby in the right way. There's a bit of reshuffling. You got to get your latches even.
What's a latch, mate?
So like the things on the side of the nappy. You
sure,
know what I mean?
Okay,
what else would you call it? Like a flap?
Sure.
Flappy latch.
Yep.
Flappy latch nappies. So then, you know, that never really went away for me. You know, like I kind of kept struggling with...
Right.
Not struggling. Like my speed obviously got quite amazing.
Yeah. you've never had an avenue to brag about this before, have you?
Pretty fast when it comes to nappies. But it was always a bit of a pain. And then I don't know when this door opened for us.
Yep.
Or if there's a certain like...
Because little Albie is...
One and a bit.
Yep.
One and something between 1 and 6 months after
sure.
that. And you get the pull-up nappies.
Ah, game changer.
It's
just like undies.
Like a little pair of one-off undies.
Yeah.
Why aren't they stand issue? So apparently I think that there's like... you know, yeah, I think at a certain age they become available.
Right.
Apparently there's rumours that they're less absorbent or something.
Is it because you can't tighten them?
I mean, they feel pretty good around the old hips. Like
maybe Albie's like robust enough
for
it.
He is looking good. He's really fitting them now. But I just, I can't work out why they aren't available when it's a far better system, far quicker.
Did you ever try the cloth ones? Or you weren't game for a cloth nappy?
We had high hopes of like all kinds of sustainable, environmentally
organic,
friendly parenting.
Yeah.
And that went, the chat felt good, you know, in the lead up, but boy, oh boy, did that fly out the window.
Okay, so when Tim gets back, suggest pull-up nappies.
Pull-ups?
Yeah. Don't go any other way.
That's ludicrous, Jess.
Don't worry, Tim will be back. In the meantime, Jack and Jess on K-Rock 955.
Jack, my family group chat is absolutely popping off, mate.
What's been happening?
I feel like everyone's got like multiple family group chats, right? So
just the one for me.
Really?
No, there are multiple, but I'm active in one.
Sure, absolutely. So we've got the main family group chat.
Yep.
That's like every one of my like immediate family members. So I've got an older brother and a younger sister.
Yep.
All of our partners are in it as well, and my mum and dad.
See, that's interesting.
yeah,
partners, because all of our partners have refused.
Really?
They said there's no way.
But you guys are married.
Yeah, but they all know that there's it's no place for that. They don't have to be there.
Oh, see, we have another one that's without the partners. Much less active, but it does exist.
Yeah.
Maybe the partners probably don't know about that one.
Sure.
So they're hearing about it for the first time now. But I want to talk about the activeness of the actual, the big group chat.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone's involved. We get a message from my sister earlier today. She's been hanging out with my mum.
Sure.
My younger sister, Natalie.
All normal so far.
Yep. And she says four words in the family group chat, all lowercase. Mum has a hickey.
Oh. Wow.
To which we all lose our damn minds. Because
a few questions come up.
No one wants to think about their parents in that way.
I mean, for some reason, a hickey is kind of grosser than, I don't know, something
else.
Like walking in on your folks or something.
Yeah.
Like there's something crazy about a hickey.
Because it's like, come on, mum.
Because hickey's
in,
like the
you're in your 50s.
They're like the first thing that goes on, right? The hickey.
Yeah.
You know? That's like
I don't want to hear about it. But it's that's my mum and dad.
That's the start of the journey as a human.
Everyone's losing their minds. My sister starts taking photos of my mum's neck.
Yeah.
Sending it to the group chat.
Wow.
And we are all losing it.
Confirmed?
Definitely confirmed. I said to mum, I'm talking about this on the radio today. And she said, don't you dare. Sorry, mum.
Yeah. I think that is play on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Good on her. Go for it.
It's just, I don't want to think about them being
you don't have to think
in
about
love
it.
And stuff. As far as I'm concerned, there was only three times that,
ain't
that
love,
ever happened.
Jess, that's passion.
Okay. All right. You listen to Tim and Jess for the drive home. I'm going to go wash my eyeballs.
While Tim takes a break, Jack joins Jess for the drive home on K-Rock 955.